This is Sergeant Hatred welcoming you to Geekly Closing Time with your hosts, Heather Freeman and Matt Reynolds.
Talking about Hulk poop.
It's
your brother! Oh!
Junkies!
Junkies!
I won't get you pregnant!
We're just being funny.
McDonald's will make you fat!
You know that part with MODOK? Yeah. It was a complete reprint of the Free Comic Book Day issue from 2 years ago.
Oh, was it really?
Yep.
Well, maybe it's just flashing back to that's when this all started.
Yeah, but it's still, you're buying a reprint, half a reprint comic.
It's extra thick though, right?
Kind of like my wang.
Your wang?
We can only hope.
Why, Heather? Whatever you mean.
So welcome to Geekly Closing
You're
Time.
You're welcome to Hip Hop Central, yo. We're going to talk about all kinds of hip hop and rap.
No, we're not. And I'm on the squeaky chair. It's really squeaky. Today's Matt's birthday!
It's my birthday!
Whose birthday?
Mine!
Who are you?
Matt.
Bueno.
Bueno, excelente.
Excelente.
Yeah, there probably won't be much coherent talk tonight. It'll just be us.
Bueno.
Yelling bueno at each other. But it is. That's Heather brought me some awesome stuff.
Woo!
Awesome stuff. Zach gave me some awesome stuff. And I
helped.
You
did
help.
He slightly helped.
I did help.
I got a bouquet of beer.
I picked out the Dick Dangler beer.
He did.
Nice. Good job. Have you had that? Is it actually good?
I haven't tried it.
The name is...
I don't drink that shit.
Wait, was it Dick Dangler?
The name of the beer is Dick Dangler.
Oh, I thought it was Dick Danger.
No, no.
I was reading it wrong.
I think it's Dangler, isn't it?
I don't know.
I thought it was Danger.
Maybe it's Danger.
Regardless, it's still awesome.
I think Dangler is a better brew.
It is.
Better brew.
Better brew.
So I got that awesomeness. Zach made me some mixed CDs.
I did.
He did. It was awesome.
I did. 91.
Two customers bring in an 18-pack of PBR and a 12-pack of PBR.
That's going to last you all night.
Yeah. Oh, a couple
and then
hours.
One customer
gave me a $20 bill. He goes, oh, I forgot to get you beer. Here's 20 bucks. I was like, dude, I can't take that. No, you have to. That is a 24-pack of PBR, so...
Or it's like 2 6-packs of a really good beer.
Or one of an amazing beer. Or 24-pack of amazing beer.
Oh. No.
No. No. Oh, why?
Drink beer.
I went to Safeway to get a Tall Boy 6-pack of PBR for the bottom of that bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any. They were completely
Safeway?
Out of PBR at Safeway.
Weird.
That whole section Safeway. Was just gone. I'm like, what the
What, the shelf was gone too?
Yeah, well, except for the 24-pack.
They took the shelves out?
They took the hipsters took the shelves and the beers.
No, man, we can't get any more PBR. Maybe we can get some drops off the shelf.
That's not really a hipster voice, huh?
That's almost.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that was
Probably
either.
Probably not. So, what?
It's the hip-hop opening music that makes me think
this. Did you get to read anything today?
I read the first 4 pages of Age of Ultron.
And then said, fuck it?
No, and then flushed. No, I didn't have time. I mean, with my new work schedule, I like go home. I don't have a watch on, but I looked at my wrist. I like go home, and I gotta come back. If I'm doing the podcast, I don't have time to do shit. I mean, I did have time to shit.
I thought you just said you had time to shit.
And I made some CDs.
Yeah, it's true.
And I watched 3 minutes of Larry the Cable Guy's new TV show on whatever the hell it is.
Why would you do that?
Because he's wearing...
Because it was on, and I was just... getting dressed.
He's wearing a plaid shirt. That's where his choice came from.
That's why I'm wearing a plaid shirt. I didn't rip the sleeves off, but I was thinking about it. Now I was going to talk like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know that guy's from, like, Miami or something? That's not his real accent. It's a fake accent. His name is Dana.
Dana.
He's a lion cocksucker. And I tried Prilosec, and I still got heartburn.
Yep, that's what's going to happen tonight.
That's the cast.
I'm like the Dennis Miller of this podcast. Except not funny.
You're a cokehead?
And I'm not a conservative asshole either. Not that he's an asshole. Well, yeah,
he's kind of an asshole.
He's changed a lot.
Yeah.
Boy.
Who died today?
James Gandolfini died.
What the fuck? I watched the movie he was just in with Brad Pitt last night.
That was really good.
I love that movie.
Killing Me. Yeah,
the dialogue was great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very simple story.
Oh, man.
But the scenes were good. The acting is good.
Yeah. Brad Pitt's a hitman.
Hmm. Poor Gandolfini. I like
and
that.
And Gandolfini's like a kind of an aging hitman. Yeah. And he's just a drink.
Been in town for 3 days. Like you've been drunk the whole entire time. So. And you fucked half the town's whores.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's good. Really good.
I have 3 movies left from Zach's pile.
What do you got left there?
They're all the ones that seem kind of slow.
Oh, wow. What do you got? You got, let me guess. You got The Great Escape?
Yeah.
Not slow. That's a great fucking movie. What else? You got Dr. Strangelove?
Yeah, Dr. Strangelove. Not straight.
That's not slow. That's great.
Okay.
And then like, you've got... I don't know.
The really long one.
Then you've got, Lawrence of Arabia, which is slow. I'll give you that. It's slow. It's a slow movie.
But we watched Trading Places.
The Trading Places is awesome.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
That's why people liked Eddie Murphy so much.
I haven't seen that in...
Oh, it holds up.
Forever.
It's great.
Yeah, it does. It definitely holds up for sure.
More importantly, you watch The Road Warrior.
Road Warrior.
The original one?
Yeah.
With the Knight Rider!
Jordan?
Isn't the guy in the beginning keep yelling, "I am the Knight Rider," or something like that?
I don't remember.
Or is that Mad Max?
That's Mad Max, I think.
No, but I figured out that...
I just like Thunderdome.
Louis? Louis was the guy with the mohawk?
Uh-huh. Wheeze.
Oh,
Wheeze.
His sidekick was not a girl. She thought it was.
She thought the guy that got hit in the head with the boomerang was a chick. It's like, that was his man boy.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the guy in the gyrocopter or whatever?
No.
I don't remember these names.
Jesus Christ. The bandit with the mohawk.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a man boy on a chain.
Oh, that's
she thought
right.
It was a girl.
And then
the feral kid hit him in the head with the boomer.
So this is the second one, right?
Yeah.
This isn't the first one.
The second one.
So the first one's not very far into the future.
It's like right at the beginning, before the actual apocalypse happened.
Okay,
this
is the one with the guy with the hockey mask.
Uh-huh.
Papa trying to get into the village with the gas. But there is the guy with the flying machine in this one, right?
Yes.
He's in the third one, too, I think.
He's in all of them, isn't he? No, he's not in the first one. He's in the second one.
Okay.
Second.
I just like the third one just because of, Bartertown.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta watch Thunderdome next.
Okay.
Tina Turner's awesome.
I feel like I need to watch the first one, though, now.
No, you don't.
It's good.
It's probably the slowest.
It is, definitely. But I wanted to show her, the best one first. And then she
Wooka!
Captain Wooka!
But.
What?
Out of the two, I have to say that Trading Places.
Well, yeah, Trading Places is way better.
Well, I figured you would like Trading Places better.
Oh, it's so great. I love that movie.
Can
you pause it for a second?
Pausing. Sorry. Okay.
I got there a phone go. Call.
From who?
The wife.
What'd she say?
We're going to dinner after all.
Woo! Where are you guys going to dinner?
Probably Applebee's on the South Hill.
Debbie and I'm mad at that Applebee's.
You what?
Never mind.
You did what in that Applebee's?
So it's from Venture Brothers.
Going back to reading comic books.
Yeah.
You read New Avengers.
I read New Avengers. Really
did they do
it.
Anything this one?
Yeah, it's a new storyline. Namor.
Did they finish the old storyline?
No.
Well, it still continues on. But.
All right.
No, they just kind of ignore it. There hasn't been an incursion in fucking 27 days. Let's go on to this stupid war with Namor and Black Panther, and it was just retarded.
Well, Black Panther doesn't like
it.
Namor.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Because Namor killed Black Panther's people.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's kind of it's aggravating.
And he didn't even say, "I'm sorry, I ruined your Black Panther party."
Sorry, we ruined your Black Panther party. I love that movie.
Shit kicker.
And I read what was that called?
Brother Lano.
Brother Lano.
100 Bullets. Did you read the original 100 Bullets series?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lano's like my least favorite character, though, for some reason.
I never finished it.
I was like the ice
cream. Well, that's cool because something happens in the end to Brother Lano.
Does he get killed?
Yes.
Way to give away the whole fucking comic.
And then Joe Hill came out with a new
is that Tub Pumping?
Called Thumbprint.
Oh, Thumbprint.
Is that Pumping?
I didn't know about that.
And it's about a girl who's just returning from...
I thought it was about a guy who got knocked down and got up again. Sorry, go ahead. It's about a girl who...
She was in the army, and she just returned from Guantanamo Bay from torturing people and stuff like that, and somebody's, like, stalking her.
Does she have a whiskey drink? Does she have a Walker drink? Does she have a cider? I can't do it. You don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I have no idea. Fuck you.
There's a song by a band. What's the name of the band?
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba.
How did you not know what the name of the band was?
Because I was blanking.
I actually have heard of that band before, though.
Right. Well, you've heard of them, and they have one song that was that anybody knows, and it's Tub Thumping. So when I saw a thumbprint that looked like Tub Thumping to me. Don't cry for me, next door neighbor. I do like that song.
I figured
you would.
Faith Aaron Hicks came out with a new book. We'll just start where we're starting fresh.
Okay.
Not really fresh.
We had an error.
It's when I was talking about Faith Aaron Hicks, so it doesn't matter.
So
yeah, but what about everything before then?
Cut off at Faith Aaron Hicks.
Okay. So I read Sweet Tooth Volume 2 last night because I've been talking to Katie Reed about it. Yeah. Yeah. Take us what you want. And it's not even. I didn't pay for that.
Can I have some more LSD?
More LSD, man. And I blew through it last night, but Zach stopped sometime after that.
I stopped. Yeah, probably right about when that second one ended, maybe in the middle of the third. And I've been meaning to reread it again because it's not. It ended.
Yeah, it just in the last book just came out this week.
Mm-hmm. Holy fuck!
Yeah, the last book just came out this week.
That's why I'm not getting any more Walking Dead. I'm drawing the line.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Because it's never going to end.
No, because this is cash cow.
It was going to end, but now it's not going to end.
I haven't read any Sweet Tooth, so maybe I'll pick it up now.
You shouldn't.
No, I did enjoy it when I was reading. I wouldn't have read it for a year and a half if I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think...
He's kind of got this drug on.
Well, about that time was when he would have got popular, so he would have gotten mainstream work.
Right.
So his other stuff would have slowed down.
Slowed down a bit. That
and
was probably
so that's, I mean, it's that typical thing that happens with those creators.
Wait, who writes it?
Lemire. So about that time, he would have started getting regular work. So.
You don't like Lemire?
I don't like most of Lemire's stuff that he does.
You're crazy.
I know.
Crazy?
Chick, you crazy.
I was crazy.
Crazy. Bitch, you crazy.
Crazy, I was crazy. I was in a room with rats. Rats make me crazy.
There's still a chipmunk in the store, or...
There is not a chipmunk in the store.
No, there was yesterday, man.
Are you sure it was a chipmunk and not a squirrel?
No,
it was not a squirrel.
It was teeny. It was a chipmunk.
And it had a...
And I chased it with a broom, so I forgot...
Why would you chase a chipmunk with a broom?
Because I was trying to get it out of the store.
Chipmunks are cute!
Not rabbit.
Wait till they have babies in here. That'd be awesome.
Gross. Fuck, I hate rodents. I hate animals.
I saw.
You don't like rabbits?
No.
How about those South American
like
things?
No, here's why I don't like rabbits.
Why?
As a kid, my neighbors had rabbits. And we would go over and pet the rabbits all the time, you know, rabbits. One night, we were eating chicken.
Is there a mice and men thing coming
here? I wish. It would have been better. One night, we were eating chicken.
It wasn't chicken,
and when we
it?
Finished eating the chicken, my parents told us, those were the rabbits that you've been playing with.
What the
oh,
fuck?
Oh, that's kind of fucked
that's
up.
That's so fucked up.
It was very fucked up.
That is horrible.
But they're delicious.
They were good.
Yeah. Rabbit is good.
Who eats rabbits?
Who eats rabbits? Everybody.
It's horrible.
Have you not read like any kind of medieval or...
No.
They eat rabbits all the time in those
things. Yeah, Hunger Games. And they eat rabbits.
That's not medieval. That's futuristic.
But still, it's a hunter style. So.
Okay.
But that's why I don't like rabbits.
People have been eating rabbits a long time.
Rabbits
they used to raise them.
Favorite animal.
That's why I don't like
they're your
rabbits.
Favorite animal?
Yeah.
Rabbits?
Yeah.
I don't hate animals.
You hate animals.
You don't like dags?
Dags?
You like dags?
Oh, you mean dogs.
No, yeah, dags.
Yeah, dags.
Dags. You know what I'm talking about, do you?
Yes, she does. She does.
She watched it, didn't she? You watched Smash, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You like dags?
You like dags?
Oh.
Sure. I like dogs. I like caravans more.
Dogs. Oh, dogs.
I should watch the game because I love... Oh! Did I tell you? I told Matt that I went and saw Fast and Furious 6.
Why would you
did
tell
you?
Anybody
oh,
that?
Yeah, you did.
Because I really...
Those are fun
movies.
I
liked them.
Come on, they're not good movies. They're fun movies.
I don't
they're
like cars movies. And I don't like mixed race people.
You know what? They're fun movies.
Oh, it's so good!
Ding!
Ding! They have really strong female characters in it, too, so there you go. That's the reason why
yeah.
I like them.
They have really strong what?
Female characters.
They do. They do.
Michelle Rodriguez is awesome.
And, I like her. She's great.
But,
except for the whole
thing. In the very, very, very end of this one, they were tying it back into Tokyo Drift because Tokyo Drift.
Holy shit, they tied it into Tokyo Drift?
Well, 5 started doing that because it brought all those characters.
Yeah. Well, like the Japanese guy that died in Tokyo Drift wasn't old.
So was Tokyo Drift like a completely different movie and then it was like Halloween 3?
It was like a post.
Yeah, it was kind of. Yeah, it was
weird.
Yeah, but
it was
still
when the movies weren't doing good.
Yeah, it was when they weren't doing good, so they made, you know, like basically direct to DVD.
Yeah.
But now they're connecting it.
But the cool thing they've incorporated.
Were any of the characters from the first two in Tokyo Drift though?
Yeah, the Asian guy was in Tokyo Drift. The Asian guy.
Well, I assume the Asian guy would be in Tokyo Drift.
And then, I think.
But was like any of the non-Asian people from the first two?
Oh no, Vin Diesel showed up in the last bit of it.
Okay.
Okay, no, you have to let me see. But they tied it back into Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
you saw the Asian guy die, which I was freaking out because I thought that they were going to actually, like, save him in the end or
Does
whatever.
Does that have a name?
No, I don't know his name.
That's pretty, racist.
But in the very, very end, he gets exploded by Jason Statham.
Jason Statham's in it?
Yeah! In the end!
Oh, my God. It's going crazy.
I love Statham.
Is that right? And I freaked out.
I've watched, like, the last 20 minutes of Crank 2 on TBS, like, 8 times this week.
On TBS? He can't show anything.
I love that movie.
Yeah. I need to rewatch those again.
See, what I like, because Crank was great.
Crank's good.
I watched it the other night. And Crank 2 is, there's a point where you either have to say, no, I'm done,
yeah.
or I'm just going to go with this
and
love it.
It's
just
like the kind of movie that's insane to the point where it's just like,
yep.
All right, whatever.
Where he bends over
his girlfriend like
in front of the tour bus.
It's almost like Escape from L.A.
Yeah. Because
Escape from L.A. is a horrible movie if you watch it.
Yeah.
But at one point, you just got to go,
fuck it.
Fine.
Fuck it, I'm in.
Fine. He's surfing with, Fonda. Yeah. Peter Fonda down the Mariana Story, whatever he has. Escape from L.A.
I'm in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Statham.
Statham.
Have you seen the Expendable movies?
No. Yeah.
Because those are just beer drinking, watching movies. Because that's, I mean, they're fucking great. Yeah.
They're
not good. They're bad.
Well, yeah.
But
it's awesome seeing all the old guys.
But they're making three. They're even talking about bringing Jean-Claude Van Damme back, even though they killed his character, having come back as a twin.
Oh, awesome.
And then they're trying to get, I was reading about this today. Steven Seagal says he'll do three. But they're trying to get, like newer action stars to do them too. I don't know how it's going to work. Who was
it?
They were trying to get Harrison Ford to do it.
Oh, speaking of Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
There's a new trailer for the next Riddick, and it showed Necromunger stuff.
All right.
So it's connected. I was worried that they're just going to, you know.
I watched Chronicles of Riddick again just recently because you just love it so much.
Did you love it?
I didn't love it, but it's good. I don't dislike it. It's a fair movie.
All right. I'll give you that.
The first trailer didn't
show any Necromunger stuff, which is a big point in the second movie.
Mm-hmm. The first trailer looked like the first movie over again. Yeah. That's all it was. Yeah. So, cool.
I can't wait.
That's exciting.
I know, I'm excited. I'll actually go to the theater to see that.
Oh, my God.
Midnight premiere.
Yeah,
yay!
I would. It's like, they'll be like, there's no midnight premiere. I want to see it at midnight.
One for Riddick. What?
Are you afraid of the dark? Let me in!
What?
You go in there with your goggles? Ah, that'd be kick-ass. She could cosplay.
I could totally cosplay Riddick.
You have to shave your head.
I would do it.
That's a lot of hair.
You would do it.
Yeah, that is a lot of hair.
Look at
the wing,
man.
Yeah, you need to get a haircut.
No.
And see, a real job.
No. You will. Eventually, I'm going to step
outside. The only reason I said this is because that's a song.
Yeah. Eventually, I'm just going to step outside, and the wind's going to hit him, and I'm going to go flying off like a weird Mary Poppins and land in someone's house, but just be a dick to him instead of help him out.
Yeah. Like a scary Poppins?
Yeah, scary Poppins.
Okay.
What are the nuns that hats fly and they can fly?
There's no nuns that fly.
The Flying Nun.
You're talking about the TV show, The Flying Nun, with Sally Field.
There you go. You're Flying Nun.
Oh, that's what I should have made you watch. Smokey and the fucking Bandit. That movie's awesome.
Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit.
All kinds of awesome.
You should watch that.
Okay.
I mean, it's not, but it is.
Oh.
It has Burt Reynolds and shit.
Burt Reynolds is awesome in that movie.
So,
that movie will make you want to go back in time and fuck Burt Reynolds.
Okay, that would probably happen.
that would happen.
You say that now, but you'll watch that movie and you'll have a Facebook post.
I want to go back in time and fuck Burt Reynolds!
I'll even fuck a snowman. What?
Saga Trade
2 came out.
Yeah, hi, I'm going to get on my comic book horse. Soapbox horse here, whatever the hell I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You should all read Saga 2.
Ah,
oh,
there we go.
I love sagas. So
I love sagas.
We all love sagas.
Yes.
It's so good.
Just come in. Get it.
Buy it for your family.
Mm-hmm. Buy it for everyone.
Leave it on tombstones. Like for your dead family.
In the first trade when we always were like trying to sell it to people, we would always open up to the awesome robot sex.
Yeah, we'd always hand it to some random
person. Like, look at this! And it was the robot sex area.
Now it's
randomly opened it? Okay.
Yeah. And now it's gonna be that awesome troll.
I thought that was a selling point. Look, there's robots! Yeah. Fuck,
now it'll be the testicles.
The testicles.
Yep.
Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah. Feel like you should buy this book. Here, check out some art. Testicles.
Well, let me try it. I'm gonna test your theory.
Yeah, but you're not a random person.
Nope, no testicles.
No, but you're not
random.
Right. Or
it'll
be
the scene where
today,
she goes, you told me to shoot it into your twat.
Ah, I would love that scene.
Me too.
Told who to shoot what into the twat.
Remember they flashback when they first had sex, when they got pregnant.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And, yeah.
That's just pillow talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot it into my twat.
For the record,
or that scene. I forgot about that. I need to reread these.
Oh, I forgot there's a fuck scene.
Yeah. For the record, you told me to shoot it into your twat.
I gave the first one to my brother for his birthday like a month and a half ago. The son of a bitch hasn't read it
yet. Oh, my God. Motherfucker.
Says going to.
Wow, this catches up real fast. So they're only like one. No, they're done.
Yeah,
it's current. Yeah,
that's what so the next one should be coming out pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah. They set it up so the trade ends. Next issue comes out after the delay.
Totally help with that. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's brilliant.
I like the way they're doing the breaks on this as opposed to other.
I don't want fill-in artists.
Yeah, it's not good.
I don't want fill-in artists, so I'm willing to wait the 2 months or so.
Yeah.
Well, the American Vampire is doing that too. They're taking a break, but they released that thing last week, which I read, which was pretty good. Short story, and brought back one of the characters that they had introduced. That was sexy Elena.
You don't trust her. She's crazy.
She lies.
What? Mm-hmm. Been catching up with Venture Brothers?
Not yet. I forgot about it. Someone asked me about it today. God damn it! I keep forgetting about
it. They've done three, and the third one is called Sphinx Rising. And it's 24 is trying to recreate Sphinx, so he puts out an ad for people to come and join Sphinx. And Tim Meadows does a voice of one guy, and I don't know who the other guys are, but basically one guy is fucking Cobra Commander. He's got the Cobra Commander voice.
No! What are you doing? Just like I was once a man.
Yeah, well, no. No, don't bring in the Cobra Law shit. We're not talking. No, that's horrible.
It's my favorite line ever.
Just like I was once a man.
That's horrible.
We're talking about the G.I. Joe animated movie.
Yeah. Oh, so bad. Anyway, so, but he basically hires back the Sphinx elites. So it is Cobra Commander. It is like all these bad guys. Like they know where all the shit is in the ship, and oh, it's great. Awesome. And the Sphinx Commander looks like Cobra Commander. He's got the face shield, and if you're a G.I. Joe fan, it's kind of cool to watch. That's Venture Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
True Blood?
What?
Are you watching that again?
You watch True Blood?
It just started. I watched the first episode.
Not last season.
Yeah, it wasn't. Season before this, killed the first it. Episode was okay.
Yeah. How many seasons in is it?
Oh, fuck. They're like at seven.
Oh, yeah. God. I watched like the first season and that was
seasons where it just derails. They should have ended like four or five.
I just get tired of the same old shit. Yeah. You know?
Everyone's a monster. Everyone's fucking. Everyone's addicted to V. There's a new monster of the week.
I can't listen to that guy say Sookie anymore.
Yeah.
Sookie. 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 It's just, that's hilarious. God, shut up.
Well, the book series is done, so.
Thank Christ.
Yeah, maybe they'll do that with the TV series.
What else needs to be done? I don't know.
Do you like Anna Paquin?
I do.
Do you?
I do. I like her.
Do you like her gap in her teeth?
Not so much. But I like the cast. I like
Starsgard.
Oh, that guy's fucking badass.
You know,
he should have been Thor.
Helen loves the werewolf. What's his name?
He's been on the Nerds. He's actually pretty
he's funny.
Guy. No, he's a comic book guy.
Yeah. No, he's actually really funny. Yeah. And he has an amazing chest.
I guess.
Yes. I mean, you cannot deny that guy's body.
But can his produce milk like him. Mine?
Joe Mantinella?
Yeah.
He's Mandingo? Hugely tall, hugely built.
He's 6'4". He's not that tall.
That's tall.
How tall are
Fuck
you?
Fuck you. I'm 6'6". I'm wearing boots 6'4"? And I'm like 6'7" now. Yeah. I'm taller than Joe Mantinella.
I didn't even notice you're tall.
Why do you say that?
I don't notice tall people.
Tall, medium.
Tall, medium.
No. We're almost semi.
You and Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's what I try. You know what I try to do? Just don't care.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's have like.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. What's wrong? What happened?
Was tripped.
I was trying to make you a copy of the Dana Carvey Show, which I've mentioned like on every fucking podcast I've been on for the last 2 years.
This is the Dana Carvey fan fiction.
You know what? Podcast. I would love for Dana Carvey to hear this podcast and come and visit us.
He's not doing anything else.
Now he's not going to come visit if you say shit like that. That's mean.
No, he's not.
But why not? Well, you know who the number two guy on that was? What's his name?
Shit.
Robert Smigel. So
Smigel?
Smigel.
Smigel?
The guy that did Cartoon
Yeah.
Funhouse.
Oh, TV Funhouse was...
TV Funhouse, yeah.
That was awesome.
And all the SNL
and,
stuff.
And Triumph, the Insult Comic Dog.
Dana Carvey show is where Ambiguously Gay Duo started.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It started on that show. You don't know what we're talking about, do
you? No.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big step down.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to jump a star. Yeah.
So,
come on, monkey. Let's see what's in that belly.
I got to go on to Nay's radio show, which I've already told the guys about. The KUOI, Moscow.
We can try to do that when we go over there?
Yeah, she has a, like,
anytime?
Way sweeter setup than Katie and
hey,
her
you know what?
Too.
I've met other podcasters like recently, and I think they should have me on those shows.
What other podcasters?
I don't know. Katie.
Katie should...
Katie. Yeah.
We're going next month.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be on her show?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We are. We're going to be on Katie Reed's Nerdgasm.
What are you going to talk
coming
about?
Coming in July.
Nerd stuff.
Nerd stuff.
And it's going to be...
Well, show went, you have no preparation for that.
Pretty sure it's going to be a more structured than our show.
Probably.
Like, this is what we're going to actually talk about.
This show has all kinds of structures. Maybe if I got some fucking homework before I showed up.
Oh, yeah? Like, read this shit?
Yeah!
I don't know. Hey! So we have a Facebook page, go on it and like it, and we're actually thinking about doing a movie book club, Matt, or Zach.
That's good. What?
Said this.
I'm being blindsided right now.
We're starting a second podcast. This is just
not like a second podcast, like
well, yeah, we'll be kind of
associated
well,
with.
You want to keep the Geekly Closing
a
Time.
It's a family.
About
it's a
monthly
it's
thing.
Well, yeah, it's a family
yeah.
podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm branching out, motherfucker. What we'll do is like every month or 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta give people time. But we'll name it, we'll talk, we'll say, we're gonna watch Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
So go home, watch Goodfellas. We'll have guests or whatever.
All right.
And we'll discuss Goodfellas.
That sounds awesome.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I, we can talk about other movies too, obviously.
Right.
Whatever you want, but
I'm up
it
for
gives
that.
You a little structure. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe every 2 weeks. Maybe every, you know, maybe
so
every,
it'd be like
maybe every other day.
A special.
Special. Couple times a month.
We can try it, see if it works.
I think it would.
A month.
Yeah.
We're ideeing, giving ideas to our non-existent group of people that listen to us.
All two of them.
30.
No, there's 40. There's
is
like
there
40?
Oh my god, we're at the 40s?
Winners to the 40s.
Yeah, 40s.
Look at
I
that.
Raise my glass to all 40 of you who listen to this bullshit.
You're right.
Hey, did you have you opened your gift yet?
What gift?
Your gifts, I mean from your family yet?
I got Injustice.
You opened them already?
I got Injustice.
What is that?
The video game, the DC fighting game.
Why did you want that?
Because it's awesome.
Speaking of video games,
I was hoping you would get a sweater too. A sweater!
No. I got Injustice, which is gonna be set up for everyone to play.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Andy's
not allowed to play because he's an asshole.
Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah,
I'll play.
It's just a fighter. It's a Mortal Kombat engine fighter with DC characters.
Like, but there's only like six or seven characters.
Can we put bets down?
Bets?
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Nice.
Some kind of bracket.
Yeah, we got a bracket.
I can do this.
Have you played it before?
No, but I've played fucking Mortal Kombat like my entire life.
Cage. Oh, sorry.
Instead, it's Deathstroke.
Yeah.
Oh, Deathstroke?
Batman.
Batman's in it?
Superman.
And you
I was looking at it. There's only like 8 characters.
Oh,
there's
time,
a lot more.
So.
Is
no,
there a lot
there's
more?
A ton
okay.
of characters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can I play Hitman?
No.
Can I play Starman?
Nope.
Fuck that game!
Real
is
characters.
That the only two DC characters
yes.
that you know?
It's the only two I care about. Can I play Constantine?
No, you can play Beator.
Triple fuck that game. Can I play Beator?
No.
Oh my god!
You can play Lobo, though. I gotta buy the...
Oh, Lobo's not bad.
He's a DLC character.
Oh,
I gotta buy him. But he's still awesome.
Yeah, but... I wanna play Hitman or Starman
wouldn't that be awesome to play Beator and you just vomit all over
him? Oh my god, yes! Yes!
Vomit acid on him.
Can you be Itrigan?
No.
That'd be a good character.
Yeah, you could be Ares.
Oh, that is. No. Oh, you're talking New Gods?
No, that's a Wonder Woman villain.
I don't know who that is. Who's Wonder Woman?
There's Green Arrow.
Wonder Woman!
Green Arrow. There's a ton of characters.
You should see it, everybody. Heather's spinning. Expecting to change. Wonder Woman!
Not tall enough to be Wonder Woman.
Wait, who's the last person you said?
I don't know.
Can you be Mr. Mixaplexi?
No, that would be so bad mind versus Mr. Mixaplexi.
That'd be awesome.
So far, I've mentioned like 8 characters that would be way better than everybody in this game.
Obscure characters.
So? How about the Phantom Stranger? You just sneak... Bueno Excelente would be perfect for this game. You stand behind somebody and bueno.
Bueno Excelente.
That's right. What other characters could be good in that?
I don't know. I think we're... What else are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
What else is there?
What have we talked about so far?
Hey, so... yeah, I've been telling Matt to watch this, the like clockwork video that Queens of the Stone Age
put
on
Facebook. It is 15 minutes long. I can't sit here at work.
You need to watch it, though.
I
do. It's good.
I'm going to.
I would listen to a song.
And that album's awesome. Yeah. In fact, the best song I've heard in a long time is My God is the Sun from that album. And so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's badass. But anyway, so I also made Matt, Eagles of Death Metal, because you know that they're related, right?
I figure so.
Yeah, Josh Homme is, that's how he pronounces his name, I don't know if that's right. But, you know, he's like fucking Eagles of Death Metal, yeah. Queens of the Stone Age.
Them he's the Dave Grohl of that.
He and Dave Grohl are buddies, yeah. So like,
so they're
yeah.
in everything.
He's got like 8 bands going right now.
Yeah.
But, no, Eagles of Death Metal are great. And the name, they got their name because... the guy, the main lead singer, was talking to Josh about, I guess they're like high school friends or whatever, but talking about death metal, and played an album saying that this is kind of death metal. He was goes, man, that sounds like the Eagles of death metal. So that's what they're trying to be. They're trying to be the Eagles because Eagles are not rock and roll.
Right.
The Eagles are just fucking losers.
Yeah,
that's right. I said it. Don Henley and fucking Joe Walsh.
I hate Hotel
California.
Aww.
Oh, I hate that song.
I hate it.
It's like, it's not that you can never...
Is that your sex music? Hotel California, you turn
awesome.
That on?
Now it is!
You know, the lyric, you can never
you're,
leave?
You're
going like to
get, you're gonna get a Hotel California tattooed above your vagina.
You
yeah.
No, I don't want people to stay there!
You should just have Raid tattooed above you.
Raid!
That's horrible.
I'm not going to get a vagina tattoo. It's not going to happen.
No vaginal tattoos?
No. No exit tattoos either. So.
Yeah. Exit only. You can get exit only on your lower back.
You don't
I mean, like, okay.
You don't like it in the pooper?
I've already discussed that stuff is weird stuff on this podcast, so I'm good stuff. With
what
that.
Was it that I sent a text to you about?
I get this text where it's like...
It's random. Out of
yeah. There's too, do you think there's too much anal in porn? And I started going off about, yeah, because then now
he's
they have
to... He's
giving
me a fucking straight answer. It's like, well, in this day and age, social mores are loose.
It would have been more hilarious if it was typos. Yeah. So.
And I wrote, I meant gay porn.
Well, yeah, there's not enough then. I went on this rant of, you know, because... You know,
social mores have loosened, and so have assholes.
Yeah.
So,
oh, I didn't say that.
No,
I just said they have to keep getting more and more extreme. So it's not just anal anymore. Because
don't give me shit about my phone. My phone is awesome. It flips open.
It's a sensitive subject for him.
My phone is great. It flips open, and I can read. Oh, I got a message from you.
Yeah,
at 5.
Says, you want a podcast?
It says, podcast tonight!
Do you never read your messages?
If I'm driving, I don't feel it.
Well, okay.
Because I keep my bass booming so high in my car, like all the vibrations and shit mixed together, I can't hear nothing!
I think we're good for today.
I don't think we're ever going to be good.
Never.
Say Matt's
birthday
to Matt.
Podcast! Happy birthday to me!
If you missed
Matt's
his,
birthday podcast!
If you missed his birthday, bring him beer.
Just bring him
beer! Bring me beer!
He likes PBR.
Bring him beer! He doesn't
like
Rolling Rock.
Give
it
to
me!
And
I like it cheap
favorite.
Like your girlfriend.
Oh.
Oh!
Hey! I might not go down in history.
I'll go down on your mom.
I'll go down on your sister. I like
sister
better.
Yeah.
Mom is a little... That's a little gross.
This
a
is
gross.
A hot mom.
I mean,
well,
MILF.
Yeah.
MILF!
MILF.
Alright, we'll see you later.
Hey guys, have a good night. Talk to you whenever. Bye-bye.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.